Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You tune into the service, hallelujah, of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Where, hallelujah, the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. This is a Wednesday International Victory Service. Oh, we having a time right now. Guess what? I heard a voice in the, you know what the voice said? It said, instant replay. Let me see if I can do that. Instant replay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. so simple. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name, oh God.
We worship you.
We worship you, oh God. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Right.
Don't you feel better already? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you feel better already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the way we praise him. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Again, you tuned in to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for all of you that tuned in, and the new folk. We thank you. We love all of you, new, old, and in between. We thank all of you. We love you. Glory to God. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this opportunity to come before you. Hallelujah. We thank God for those who tuned in consistently to our broadcast and of learning the word of God, who is coming along with us. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And before we go any further, I just want to let you know, this is Bishop E.T. Bird, a.k.a. Brother Bird, a.k.a. Pastor Bird, a.k.a. Dr. Bird, a.k.a. Earl Bird. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care what you call me. Just call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. You call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I thank God, you know, they tell me I'm the host, but what they tell me, I got a super duper quintessential paradigm of feminine nubile Nubian pulchritude as my co-host. Now, you know who I'm talking about. Somebody, oh, yes, that's right. I know somebody said, Pastor Peaches Bird, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know if that was Ryan.
Hallelujah.
Or was that my wife, Chloe, to God.
And
for y'all out there listening, I just need to share this with you. Y'all can keep this a secret if you want to. Hallelujah. We just celebrated. What did we celebrate yesterday?
Tell me.
25 years of marriage, 25 year anniversary, wedding anniversary.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't that something?
Hallelujah.
I know sometimes it feels like it was 2 years, and sometimes it feels like it was 200 years. But in any event, God took us through this court. Hallelujah. I remind us of the brother that was in he was sharing about his marriage and talking about the good things and how long they've been married. And he happened to say that on his 25th wedding anniversary, he took his wife to China. And the reporter that was interviewing him said, oh, that's wonderful. By the way, what did you do on your 50th anniversary? And he said, I went back to China and picked her up.
Oh.
That's supposed to be funny for some of y'all. For others, you're probably shaking your head. And others are saying, dang, he is not funny. Well, bless God. But I'm not taking my wife to China. And not going to go back in 25 more years and pick her up. I'm going to keep her here. Because, see, if I take her to China, they may want to keep her there themselves and won't let me take her home. So I think we just keep her here, Firma, in the U.S. of A. Is that all right? Is that all right with you, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, we bless God for you. You know, at this time, before we go any further, because we've got a special new something to share with you today. So before we do that, Pastor Peaches, if you would, give us the housekeeping suggestions, if you would.
Hallelujah. Put the phone on loudspeaker so everybody in the house can hear. Tell everybody to get their composition notebooks and their pencils and papers so they can write down scriptures and little notes and whatever God drops in their spirit or drops in your spirit while the pastor's preaching. Get your communion elements, your cracker, your wafer, your juice, your water, whatever you're going to use as your elements for Holy Communion.
Yes, yeah. And you know what? And get your chilling. Get the children around the phone, yes, or around the computer. Where put your phone on speakerphone. Yes, get everybody. You can get the cat and the dog too. Yeah, that's tell them sit down, have a seat, and just keep quiet. Hallelujah. Praise God, because we have something special today. Hallelujah. But thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much. For those who have been following us, you know, on Sundays we have the Pastor's Corner and the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland, Dr. Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee. And on Wednesdays we've been having the Pastor's Corner also. But tonight we're changing our menu a little bit on
Wednesdays now, instead of having the pastor's corner on Wednesday, we're having the children's corner, all right? You heard? We're having the children's corner because we got to do something for the children, you know.
Amen.
You know, those who are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and on, you know, children. Now, we're all children of the Most High God, and we accepted Christ as our personal Savior. But we're talking about, you know, in the earth suit. You know, the children, you know. And so tonight is our inaugural session of the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. So we're going to start it off right now. Let me see if we can start it off right now. Hold it just a second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19:1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God." Revelation 19:6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns."
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, what did you think of that? Hallelujah.
It's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing to hear children praise the Lord.
Praising the Lord.
Yes.
You know, Proverbs says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they get older, it won't depart from them. In other words, they can't forget it. It's in there. You know, like one of the commercials. Talked about something and said, "Oh, it's in there." And it said something else, "Oh, it's in there, in there." you know, and so that's what we're going to be doing. This is Wednesdays. Now, you're going to be hearing a lot of different things coming up on Wednesday's Children's Corner. Again, that's just every Wednesday. So it gives you something to look forward to on Wednesday. Get your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren around the phone. You're going to be hearing, I know one week we're going to be doing the seven pillars of wisdom. These are seven tenets that you train a child, you teach the child these simple truths, and they will grow up to be well-balanced and on fire for the Lord. And you may be hearing Odyssey and some of the other children centered programming, and we want to do this, and we're going to get it together, because if we can get more children listening to the Children's Corner, we're going to see if we can get some children's Bibles and send it out to folk who request them, you know, because we want the children of the people of God to also be children of God. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Glory to God. We want the children to know the word of God just like their parents at least are supposed to know the word of God. Hallelujah. So we hope you enjoyed that little selection. And there are three things, and we're going to share this. Really, there's one thing I want to share with children today. Now, God's word is what should lead you in your walk in life. It should not be your emotions. Because every time you let your emotions get out of control, something bad happens. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you let your emotions lead you, temper done flared, somebody pushed your button, and you make a decision based on your emotions, and children, that's how you feel, or how you feel. And you may say something out of your mouth or do something, it is going to get you in trouble. And Pastor Peaches, you've been watching some of the, what do they call it, the Nanny series?
Yes.
And you saw children, what? Out of what?
Control.
Control. Not only talking back to their parents, but hitting them and doing all kinds of foolish things because they allow their emotions to lead them. They allow, they feel, I know what you're saying, but how can I control my emotions? Do what adults are supposed to do. Call on Jesus. When the rubber meets the road and stuff gets tight, you got to call on the Father God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
To help you. Amen. You got to learn how to see children. You have a guardian angel assigned to you from birth. Assigned to you from birth. You made it into your earth suit. There is a guardian angel assigned to you. Now, some folks say, well, God, what is the name of my guardian angel? Sometimes God will reveal that. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. But what I want to share with you, you can use your guardian angels. A guardian angel, yes, just help me to calm down in Jesus' name. I know my emotions are almost out of control, but help me to control my emotions in Jesus' name. Help me now. Call on your guardian angels to do what you feel like you can't do. And say, in Jesus' name, I want to control my emotions. And it's going to come that way. And here's something else. And these are three things that I want you to remember. We'll keep mentioning it to you every Wednesday to mention these three things. Because these three things you got to have in your heart to understand. Number one, you must have a coachable, teachable spirit. You don't know it all because you've only been here 2 minutes. You don't know it all. So because you don't know it all, you must have a coachable, teachable spirit. You know, God gave you only one mouth and two ears, which means that you are supposed to listen twice as much as you speak. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
You have anything to say on this as we share? Okay. Well, I'll tell you the second thing. Okay, aside from having a coachable, teachable spirit, in other words, you don't know everything. So let those that have gone before you, that have been through stuff, share with you some information. And then number two is have a burning desire to please God.
Amen.
You know that you being out of control is not pleasing to God. You know that talking back to your parents is not pleasing to God.
Amen.
You know that hitting them is definitely not pleasing to God. So number two is, hallelujah, have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. In other words, be the best Timmy that you can be, or Alice, or Reggie, or Barbara, or Brenda, Amen. Or whatever your name is. Be the best that you can be. How can you be the best? By turning yourself over to Jesus Christ and making him your Lord and your Savior. So number two is have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. Number one, of course, was have a coachable, teachable spirit. Number two, again, a burning desire to please God and be excellent. And number three, this is really good, and have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Now, your mother asked you to sweep, and you swept the kitchen, you put the dustpan, and you put it in the trash, but the trash is full. Don't wait for mama to say, tie up the trash bag and take it and put it in the trash can outside, you know, or whatever, the dumpster, whatever you got. Do that yourself. You know, go the extra mile. Tie it up. Take it out to the dumpster or the big trash can outside your house, and then come back, get a bag, and put an empty bag and put in that trash bag. You know what's going to happen? Your mother is going to come in, or your father's going to come, say, who emptied the trash? Because they know they didn't ask anybody to do that. It might even have been somebody else's job to do that, but they weren't on the scene at the time. But you did it. That's going the extra mile.
Amen.
You get blessed for that too. So those three things, remember this, children. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. Don't be a know-it-all. Number two, we have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. Be the best you can be.
Amen.
And the only way you can do that is in Christ. And number three, have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, you want to comment on any of that as I set up for the next song? You go ahead.
Yes, there's a scripture that says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And if you are obedient to your parents, God will give you long life. It says that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Sometimes if your friends be looking on and they see you doing what your parents say to do, they may call you different names, and all you ain't got to do what your parents tell you to do, and that's because they want you to follow them and doing something wrong. But don't you know the word of God says he will give you long life if you are an obedient child? And my mother just turned 99 years old, and believe you me, my mother's an obedient child. The word of God does work. God will bless you with long life when you are obedient unto him. There are many blessings for being an obedient child.
Amen. You know, they say that's the first promise. We say that's the first commandment with promise. You're going to have long life. You honor your father and mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Show me the greatest army and carry out in birth. Show me.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Children's Corner, the inaugural episode, or the inaugural session, whatever you want to call it, of the Children's Corner.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if you liked what we did with the Children's Corner, you think we ought to continue to keep that, you can give us a call after the program at 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152. You can also send us drop a line in the mail. You can do RYMM. That's R as in Ralph, Y as in Year, M as in Murray, M as in Murray, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Our Pastor Peaches, we thank God for that Children's Corner and your words. If you would take us to the throne of grace, if you would, Pastor Peaches.
Father God, we thank you for this is the day that you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for one day allowing us, Lord God, to accept you in our hearts, Lord God, so that we can be called children of God. Father God, we worship you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, you're doing, and you're going to continue to do.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, for touching our bodies. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving us strength, Lord God. Hallelujah. And his breath in our lungs, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God and for the foundation of the word of God being in our hearts and in our lives. And we just thank you, Lord God, for your word, because your word never changed, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Lord, bless all the hearers tonight. Bless the new hearers. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from one part of the city all the way over to the other, from one part of the world, the atmosphere, hemisphere, to the other part. We just thank you, Lord God. Allow the word of God to continue to go out uninhibited and unchecked in the name of Jesus. Bless the word of God as the pastor brings it forth tonight. Let it be found on good ground in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. We thank God for that selection. And be share this with you now. We thank God for all of you. We love you. We just thank God for you. And you know, we say this often, but we're saying this often because we want you to get in the habit of saying it. Tell somebody, call somebody up and tell them, I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. God loves you, and I love you too. Call somebody. You can save somebody's life by doing that. Because there are a lot of people that feel hopeless in this world right now. They've been going through a whole lot for 15 months, and their back has seemed to be against the wall. But you calling somebody up instead of gossiping about he said, she said, you tell them that God loves you, and I love you too. That will stop somebody from pulling. They may have a gun in their hand and getting ready to blow their brains out. But because you called and told them that you love them and that God loves them too, they put the gun down. And they decided to follow Jesus. And they decided that their hope is in Christ. They are not hopeless. Hallelujah. So, again, I admonish you. I encourage you to call somebody today. Call your children. Call your grandchildren. Call your mother, your brothers, your sisters. Call your enemies and tell them, look here, I just want to let you know, this is me, yeah, that's right. Just want to let you know I love you. God loves you too. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Have a blessed day. Glory to God. And that would get them thinking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And look here, you know, the other day we threw you a nugget. We're going to throw you another bucket. You know how when a lot of you answer your phone, you say, Jesus is Lord. And it sounds good, and it sounds spiritual, and it sounds religious. But that's not the message that you ought to be giving. You say, what are you saying, Brother Murray? No, see, because to a lot of folk, the devil's their Lord. So when you say, praise the Lord, you're agreeing with them about their Lord. Ooh, you got to be careful of that. Or, you know, there used to be a song that said, My Sweet Lord. And people used to kind of hum along with that, pat their feet, but they didn't hear what was going on in the background. They were singing, and little people were doing little finger, had tambourines on the little fingers, you know, and they were singing Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. That's what they were doing. So it's not enough, you know. You know what? Somebody call your house, and they got the wrong number, like somebody called me the other day. You know what I said? I said, Jesus is Lord. That took everything away. That didn't, no equivocation, no standing on the fence, no hemming and hawing, you know. It told them that Jesus is Lord. And they cannot, that person, whoever it was a female, she cannot stand before the Father God and say, well, I didn't know that Jesus was Lord. Didn't you call Bishop E.T. Byrd and he said Jesus is Lord? Yeah, but I didn't take it seriously. You better take it seriously. It's a matter of life and death, your life and death. So I just share this with you. Change your conversation just a little bit. Tweak it just a little bit so there won't be any misunderstanding, no confusion of what you're talking about. So you say, Jesus is Lord. Is that all right? If that's the way you answer the phone, you answer the phone saying, praise the Lord, well, you can answer the phone and say, Jesus is Lord. Because that's who you're talking about, right?
That's right. Amen.
Okay, now, if you're talking about somebody else, well, you know, I'm going to leave that alone. And let you and whoever you're talking about, and y'all split hell wild. Oh, excuse me, I don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody in. But if you ain't talking about Jesus, are you talking about somebody else? Then, bless God. Unless you're in England, because they do have lords and ladies. You know, they got the thing, the king thing, you know, queen thing, you know, and so they actually have lord. What do they call it? The House of Lords, and everybody's lord this and lord that, you know. You know, we ain't talking about that. As far as I know, we don't have none of that over here.
The only thing that we have, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And we make it real clear. Jesus is Lord. Is that all right? That's a little nugget. Okay, God. Hallelujah. And you know what? We're gonna step into something here. Pastor Peaches, can you just do the New Testament scripture?
Hallelujah.
And just the New Testament scripture. Because we're going to home in on the New Testament scripture.
Our New Testament scripture is found in Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Communion time.
I got it, y'all. You know, she was tempted to say, howdy, D-time, because that's what she said the last time. And some of y'all remember Holly Duty. Oh, don't even try to play like you don't know who Holly Duty was. Y'all are slightly older than, 30, 40, 50, okay, maybe 60. I don't know. You know who Heidi Duty was. So we got Buffalo Bob Smith and Clarabelle and all those other characters.
Wow.
But anyway, but it's communion time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's time. Hallelujah. Holy communion. And this is a good time because it is what kind of meal is this?
A meal that heals.
It's the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, and revives life. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give you time to get there because I thank God for all your children. We have a poet, Angela Jennings Hill. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey, hallelujah. Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior, they are joining us as well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Linda Blackwell, hallelujah. Sterling Blackwell, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reggie, hallelujah. Barry,
hallelujah.
David, Scooter,
yes.
Alan Grace, God bless you. Danya,
thank
Tiffany,
you.
God bless you. Faith and Coco, God bless you. Glory to God. Ronald Harris and Mother Dolores Harris and Angie and Yvette Harris, God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Overseer Norman Nevins, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland Rakim, glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah. QB Stevenson and Dominique and hallelujah. And Justin, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to Sheila from Jessup's and Raymond Banks, hallelujah. And Rachel and Stephanie and Sheila and another Cynthia and Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah. And Minister Janice and Yvonne, hallelujah. And Gloria, God bless you. Glory to God.
Teresa and Donald.
Teresa and Donald and Coretta. And hallelujah. Glory to God. And that James, hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Jaheim and Xavier and Pamela.
Denise Jefferson. Hallelujah.
And Denise Brown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And David Brown. And another David Brown. And Nisi Brown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. Hallelujah. We thank God for all. Hallelujah. George Deuce and Maurice and Tavon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Julie. God bless you, dear.
Hallelujah.
Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty and Stephanie and little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and Julius and Joshua and Victor, hallelujah, glory to God. God bless you. And little Mitchell, big Mitchell, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Darlene, God bless all of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Tom and Rosalind Swin, God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And Brother Anthony and Kim, hallelujah, glory to God. And Jason Roseborough, Pastor Jason Roseborough and Shirley Roseborough, God bless you. And Sherry Whitney, God bless you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Elder Miles and Minister Miles, hallelujah, God bless you, hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that tuned in. I mean, Joan and Lil, hallelujah, and Damon and Dion, God bless you, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, another Tavon and an Earl and another Earl and another Earl. Glory to God, all these Earls popping up all over the place. Glory to God, hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. We thank you. And Jerome, hallelujah, Jerome in the house, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we bless God, hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that tuned in and getting your Holy Communion elements together now. Hallelujah. Hopefully you got them all together right now. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's Thomas Wainwright. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Gloria Gaither. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Willie Mae Patterson. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Carol King. Hallelujah. Carol Powers King. Carolyn Powers. Hallelujah. Doug and Teresa Wilson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many of you. Jeffrey and Maria over in North Hollywood, California, and Bob and Lil Smith up in Boston, Massachusetts. Hallelujah. And Mother Boopy down there in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and Jerry in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and Dorothy in Tarboro, North Carolina, and Dominique and Reggie down there in North Carolina. Hallelujah. And Tony and Ricky in South Carolina and Georgia. Come on now. Hallelujah. And all those all over the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Josephine Verrier and Honolulu. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jasmine and another Jasmine. Joan and Lil. I think I called them once. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's all right. We're going to throw them up in the atmosphere again. Hallelujah. We bless every name, everyone that we mention, oh God, in the name, and bless the families, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Mildred Howard, Sandra and Linda and Dwight. Hallelujah. And Damon, LeVon and D'Artagnan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you, Lord, for hallelujah, blessing every last one of them. And Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion right now, oh God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you bless them and anoint them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sanctify them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your word say, hallelujah. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. Hallelujah. Examine yourselves. And we do that just now. Hallelujah. We thank God for your covenant names. And as we say them aloud, you become that to us. So we thank you, God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, that you are Jehovah Shidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. And Father God, your word says examine yourselves. And we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. And Ephesians 1 and 7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, there's one thing you put above yourself, and that's your word, Psalms 138, verse 2. And, Lord, you said you keep covenant. Hallelujah. Psalms 89:34, it says you keep covenant, and what you have said out of your mouth, you're not going to change it. So, Lord, we thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he'd given thanks, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in Luke 4:18 and in Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, hallelujah, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you, Lord, for healing from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In that home, 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 in that home. Yes, you, 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 you. Yes, you. I'm talking about you, 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 and you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your words say, Lord, hallelujah. In Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, Psalms 100, and Galatians 3:26, your word says, hallelujah, that healing is the bread of your children. And your word says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And again, healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. This is my new inheritance that I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Your word says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, your word says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Glory to God. So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, Hallelujah. Glory to God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, our present, our future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, Lord, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of God, the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex. We call down the fire of heaven against every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. We cancel every spell, every hex, every curse against us and our family, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, hallelujah, eradicates, decimates, annihilates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We honor your name, O God. We thank you, O God, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, hallelujah, hallelujah. And now, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. And now it's time for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, hallelujah, according, hallelujah, hallelujah, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We thank you, Lord, for healing and delivering and setting the captives free today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah.
Would you like to give a testimony before we go into the Word? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God for touching my body. Thank God for healing me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Thank God for the word of God. For the word of God is real, is right, is something that never, ever changes. And thank God for strength. Thank God for the word, because the word of God said none of these diseases will he allow to come and take over your household. Hallelujah. I thank God for being able to feast on the word. The word of God is stronger than medicine. Hallelujah. When Superman used to come on and say, faster than a locomotive, taller than the highest building or whatever. And, you know, we can't compare the word of God. The word of God can't be compared to different things that man sees. And we just thank God for Jesus. I thank God for his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because God is awesome. And I thank God for my mother many, many years ago teaching me about Jesus and the power that's in his name. And I've never forgotten it and never will. Hallelujah. And I raised my children, and they know the power that's in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for his word and for the power that's in his word. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that it's the ground it's sown into is good ground. And Father God, we don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Use us for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free, O God. Save, filled with your Holy Spirit on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for giving back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of the seed sown, the harvest, 30, 60, and 100-fold. Even a thousandfold increase in blessing. Hallelujah. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. You're defeated already. Hallelujah. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We bind you in Jesus' name. We cast you out. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for blessing every household. Hallelujah. Under the sound of my voice right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing and your anointing to get into the crevices and the places in the homes of God. Hallelujah. The home to be an anointed home, the house to be an anointed house. Hallelujah. The cars to be our anointed cars, wherever they are, to be anointed because of your word, because of your blessing, because of your spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We praise your name in Jesus' name. You are called Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I need you to read those scriptures we dealt with on part of it on Sunday. This is part two of that message. The message is the power of the sealer moment. Go ahead, read those scriptures if you would.
Start from the beginning?
Yes.
Galatians 6, 9.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 30, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 26, 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Habakkuk 3, verses 18 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
Nehemiah 8, verses 10.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 15, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 40, 31. Matthew 11, 28 through 30.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 119, 105.
Mm.
And James 1, 22, 25.
Praise God. God bless you. Now, before we go to that first scripture, I want you to go to Psalms 4, verse 4, if you would. Ladies and gentlemen, children, glory to God, we have been in a Selah moment for about 15 months. Now, Selah, most theologians feel that Selah means pause and think about it. So that's the meaning that I'm ascribing to Selah. And there are 74 incidences of Selah in the Bible, 71 in Psalms and 3 in Habakkuk. But I need to go to that phrase. When you get to Psalms 4, verse 4, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, read that for me.
Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. And be still. Selah.
This has been a Selah moment because, see, the body of Christ was off track. I don't mean the body of Christ. I mean the religious folk. A lot of the religious folk were off track. There were people who called themselves Christians who were serving an antichrist spirit, following an antichrist spirit. And time for y'all to examine yourself, get yourself under control. Look at where you are. See, you were doing all right when I was the center of your conversation. I was the center of your thoughts. But you replaced me with a man who was not one of my children. You replaced it with a man that profaned my word, that profaned what I had said in my word, who challenged the righteousness of God in me. And because you did that, a Selah moment had to take place. China didn't start this thing. The East did not start this thing. The church, the religious people caused this thing to happen because they lost their first love. Call yourself a Christian and you want to run over and kill some people because of the color of their skin. You want to call yourself a Christian and you want to grab women and do anything you can with them or talk about them. And you call yourself a Christian. You call yourself a Christian and you get into my holy tabernacle and a man of God says, I'll quest and I'll desire. In order for you to get rid of hate, you can't get rid of hate with hate. You got to get rid of hate with love.
Man.
You cannot get rid of darkness with darkness. You got to get rid of darkness with light. And following what that preacher said, this demagogue got up and said, I don't agree with that. That's the spirit of the Antichrist. And people followed him. Evangelical Christians followed that knucklehead. And I know you said, well, I never heard you talk like this. Righteous indignation. But we still pray for him.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible said, love your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Do I love that, buddy? Yes, I do. Because God said, we owe no man but to love him.
Amen.
But I want to let you know, you get on the right track. Mm-hmm. You had a sealer moment. The first scripture, Galatians 6 and 9. Says, be not weary in well-doing. Sometimes you get tired in doing the right thing. And then you want to shift over. I'm stopping, helping folk. I'm going to join the other guy and render unto Caesar what he done rendered unto me. I'm going to talk about him the way he talk about me. I'm going to do it unto others as they did unto me. I'm going to get them because they got me. That's the spirit of the Antichrist. That's not Jesus.
Amen.
That's not God. So you had a seal of moment, a time to pause and think about it, and hopefully Jesus, you've gotten back on the right track. We want the right track, son. Hallelujah, glory to God. Mark, glory to God. 12:30. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. And a neighbor as thyself. Love is a principal thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the fruit of the Spirit, the first thing that is mentioned is love. And if somebody preaches anything other than love, there is a problem with that. You say, well, he's against abortion. God is against abortion. He's against gay marriages. God is against gay marriages. But you know what God did? I'm going to give you choice. See, I didn't make no robots. I didn't force you to serve me. It's your choice. That's why in Revelations, it talks about Jesus standing at the door and knocking. If anybody could bar through the door, it's Jesus. But God is a gentleman. Come on now. If somebody in your life is not acting like a gentleman or a lady, come on now, is not being civil in their conversation and the way they treat you, that's the spirit of the Antichrist. Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's tight, but it's right. The word of God says in Galatians 6 and 9, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap. See, y'all, some of you are tired. You fed up with people doing dirt and seem like they're at the top. Just for a moment. It's just for a moment.
Amen.
See, like they getting rewarded for doing evil, and I'm doing good, and I got eviction notice. Just for a moment. Just for a moment. That's why it's time for you to start reading the Word of God completely. Stop just reading the Word of God once or twice a week. You've got to read, and you got to get in this Word every day so you can know what the truth is, because the truth is going to set you free. The truth is going to bring blessings to your household, going to bring your children back from afar. Come on now. Going to make them come to themselves. We yet seek it on the roadside. The truth. Well, hallelujah, will rock their world and will make them say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Glory to God. That's the harvest. You can't switch up and start planting bad seed and expect a good harvest. Glory to God. Only time that you want to get a harvest is on good seed you sow. See, when you do well, or in your well-doing, you plant seeds. Everything you think, everything you speak, everything you do are seeds that are planted in your life and in the earth, and you're going to get a harvest. God said so. Galatians 6 and 7. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read some more. Read another scripture. Come on now. Hallelujah.
Proverbs 30:5.
Okay.
No, Psalms 30:5.
Yes.
Psalms 30:5.
I know what that says. You don't have to go there. Just go to the next one. I'm going to tell you. Weeping may endure for a night. Yeah, sometimes when you're doing good, you can cry.
Amen.
Because folk taking you for granted. Folk are not going to respect you. Folk are not going to do good to you. You're up there doing good to them, and they doing dirt to you. So you might have to shed some tears. But weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. I've got news for you now. 15 months of Selah moment. There's power in the Selah moment so you get back on track. Now you're on track. Guess what? It's morning time. Weeping may endure for a night. It's morning time. Okay, let's go back to Galatians. Hallelujah. Weeping, hallelujah, glory to God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you don't faint, if you don't quit. Guess what? It's due season. You done examined yourself. You done got back on track. The craziness that you've been following and stuff, that was the devil. And his dumb demons. You've been following the devil and his dumb demons. You know he was the devil, because the Bible says in Matthew 7, and I think that's 15 or 16, holy, you're going to know them by their fruit. And every time they open their mouth, they're spewing hate, distrust, fear. I'm going to get you because you got me. You ain't nothing because I'm everything and you ain't nothing. That ain't God. And some of you so-called Christian folk said that he was sent by God. The God never sent the devil anywhere but out of his presence. What you say? Well, what about Job? He didn't say. He just said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" He didn't tell the devil, "Go see, get Job." But Job held on, because in due season. He was more wealthier in the end than he was in the beginning.
Okay.
Y'all need to understand. You can't follow just because he comes as an angel of light. I'm against abortion. I'm against gay marriages. You want to vote for him? And then he's spewing hate and all that. Jesus came here to save the lost. And you want to take yourself from the umbrella of Christ and get under the umbrella of the demonic one, the Antichrist? I ain't following you. I ain't crazy for real.
Amen.
There's some major televangelists that got to backtrack and ask God for forgiveness. I forgive them. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you got to love somebody at a distance. Because every time Uncle Joe come your way and he smack you side of the head, when you see Uncle Joe, you wave at him. And he said, "Come here, boy." So, "No, Uncle Joe, I got to go somewhere. I got to get away from you and pray for you because you need help." That's what y'all should have been doing, praying for him because he need help.
Amen.
Y'all was fooled. Y'all was bamboozled. You were tricked. And you put it on God. I would be scared. I hope you're on your knees. I hope I ask God for forgiveness. Ananias and Sapphira found out you can't lie to the Holy Ghost. Y'all lied to the Holy Ghost. And the only thing that kept y'all still standing in this dispensation is grace and mercy. But anyway, let me go. I digress. What's that next scripture?
Isaiah 26:3-4.
What does that say?
"Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength."
See, when you go through, when you're Be not weary. Well, see, you got the Lord. You got to trust in him. He's going to take you through that period. He's going to take you through that. Trust in the Lord. Don't faint. Stop doing the right thing. You say, well, they took advantage of me, so I'm going to stop giving to the poor. Stop giving to that church because that pastor made a mistake. I'm going to stop giving. You're supposed to be giving to the Lord.
Mm.
But you were giving to the Lord. And see, the pastor got to answer to God for what he did.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Take your mouth off that pastor.
Amen.
You try. Look, that's like in Matthew 7, the first part. Hallelujah. Trying to get a mote out of somebody's eye, a speck out of the pastor's eye, and you got a big mote in your eye. Just like what's his name? Jesse the Planet was on an airplane. It was when he was flying. He didn't have his plane. And he sat beside this guy, and they were talking about Jimmy Swag and a bunch of other stuff. And Jesse Brad actually said, I'm a preacher. And the man asked him, said, what do you think about Jimmy Swagger? And Jesse looked at him and said, well, have you ever committed adultery? And see, his wife was on the plane next to him. And he didn't say nothing. And Jesse said, have you ever committed adultery? And his wife said, tell him. Answer that question. And some of the other pastors overheard the conversation. Yeah, he did. And as they got off the plane, the wife was still arguing with that man that tried to dump on a man of God. That's not your area. You got to take care of yourself.
Amen.
Be not weary in well-doing. You got to take care of yourself. You got to do stuff yourself in due season. Now it's your due season. We done had the seal of moment. This was a seal of moment. You should be on track now. What's the next scripture?
Isaiah 61:2.
Oh, arise. You don't have to go there. Go to the next one. Arise in thy shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. That's what happens when you go through a seal of moment and you get back on track. The light of the Lord comes over you. Hallelujah. There might even be a glow around you, a tangible glow that people say, man, there's a light around you. Somebody got a flashlight on you. Where's that light coming from? The glory of the Lord is risen upon you because you done came to yourself. Just like that, glory to God. That prodigal son in the pig pit. Lord have mercy. He had a seal of moment. Pause and think about it. He said, wait a minute here. My God, to God, he was hungry, had to eat stuff that the pigs were eating. And he said, wait a minute. He had a seal of moment. My servants can eat better than this. I'm going to go back home and ask my father if I could be one of his servants. He had a seal of moment. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. You had a seal of moment too. I know somebody had a seal of moment. You got mad with your boss because he asked you to do something that was in your job spec, and he gave him a piece of your mind, and you got fired. You and your children, which started suffering, that was a seal of moment. Pause and think about what you did, you knucklehead. Give me another scripture.
Habakkuk 3:18-19.
All right.
For I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places to the chief singer of my string instrument.
When you're going through and you almost feel weary, just remember who God is to you. Come on now. He gonna make your feet like high speed. See, other people gonna be slipping and sliding. They're gonna be ducking and dodging, but you gonna stand strong and stand tall. In fact, God's gonna elevate you. You gonna be on a high place. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God. He gonna take you to the mountaintop. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Give him another scripture real quick.
Romans 15.
Thirteen. Yes. Read that if you will.
I think I just skipped over one.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
15:13.
Yes.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
When you are doing good, well doing, you in the will of God. You know you're right there in the will of God. You're flowing. Glory to God. You got the hope of glory on with you. You got, I know that to the world, you may look like, is she foolish? But they don't know. You have faith in God. You have trust in God. Hallelujah, because he ain't bring you this far to leave you, so you're going to hold on. You ain't going to faint. You're not going to be weary and well-doing, because in due season, hallelujah, guess what? It's DS, due season. It's your due season. It's your due season. It's the due season. It's my due season. You've got new song. It's my due season. All right. It's morning time. It's my due season. All right, give me the next scripture.
Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your
hallelujah. Do you understand when you realize that you don't have to be weary and well-doing, and you come to grips with all this stuff, you had the seal of moment. That's power in the seal of moment because you realize who you are, whose you are. You understand, glory to God, that you got, hallelujah, you got the power. Hallelujah, glory to God. Luke 10:19, you got the power. You got the anointing. You got the blessing. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's a seal of moment, and you done came through, and you got the anointing of the Lord on you. Go, give me another one real quick.
Isaiah 40:31.
Yeah, read, start at 30. Yeah, 30, and then do 31. Go ahead now.
Okay, let me, Isaiah 40.
40, 30, and then 31. See, y'all got to understand, you got to feel this thing now. There's power in the seal of moment because it gives you time to examine yourself, to take a look at, you know, that scripture, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 and 30. In that it says, examine yourself. The seal of moment was a time to examine yourself. Come on now. Where you are in Christ. Come on now.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary.
Hold on just a second. Yeah, sometimes you get weary. Hallelujah. Sometimes you get weary, but go ahead. Read some more.
Verse 29 says, he giveth power to the faint.
Uh-huh.
To them that have no strength, he increases strength.
Come on now. That's right.
To the youth faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Hallelujah. They ain't going to quit. Why? Because they waited on the Lord. God, what does that mean? They doing what God said do. Because a waiter is not just sitting down twiddling their thumbs. Hallelujah. They're waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. They're doing what he said do. They're doing it how he said do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're doing the well-doing. Hallelujah. They're doing well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People that are well-doing, they're doing well. Hallelujah. Because they're doing the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Give me another one. Hallelujah.
11:28. And through 30.
Yes, go ahead now.
11:28. It says 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Look here. I know sometimes it gets heavy. You got 17 children, 25 great grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. You got away with husbands. Lord, I understand why he ran, but that's all right. Come on to God. I didn't say I agree with it. I understood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got all this on your plate. Hallelujah. A whole lot of stuff on your plate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But look here. Glory to God. Start with that 28 again. 28. Hallelujah. 11:28.
11. Matthew 11:28.
Hallelujah.
Come unto me, all ye that labor.
Come unto the Lord. The answer is not the bottle. The answer is not throwing up your hands and hollering. The answer is not quitting. The answer is not fainting, passing out. The answer is come, get into Christ. That's your answer. He's going to give you peace. He's going to give you rest. Hallelujah. He's going to make everything all right. You get in him. Give me another one.
Psalm 119:105.
Okay, you don't even have to read that. You can go to the next one while I tell you this.
Okay.
Listen to this very carefully. See, it's important for you to understand. During the seal of moment, the power in the seal of moment is summed up in hallelujah. Psalms 119:105. The word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. In other words, the word of God will let you know where you are, and then it'll let you know where you're going. Because you got to do that. You got to examine yourselves and find that out. Because, see, you were off track. That's why the seal of moment. The seal of moment didn't come from China. The seal of moment came because a lot of the religious folks got off track. Now God wants you to get back on track.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Any more scripture there?
James 1:22-25.
All right.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Uh-huh.
Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
You want to be blessed. You're looking for a Lord, I'm looking for a blessing. But you're not a doer of the word. How can you be a doer of the word when you don't read the word? Oops. Did I talk to somebody? Did I step on somebody's toe? How can you be a doer of the word if you don't know what the word say? It's time for you to treat the word as water. Hallelujah. And drink it every day. Every day. Not once a week or once a month. You think you're going to be around if you drink water just once a week or once a month or even once a year? You better get the word in you. And the Old Testament says, put it on your forehead. Write it on a tablet or something. Put it on your forehead. But get the word. You get the word in you, glory to God. And then you can understand what the word of God said in Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, because it's the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the servants of the Lord, how you serve God is that, hallelujah, number one, you do what he said do. You keep his word. You be a doer of the word. And number two, you serve others. That's how, glory to God. How you serve God. Praise God. I'm gonna end this now because I know we over time.
That was the last scripture.
That was the last scripture. Praise God. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, you can step in. Hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24-25. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to send us a communication, if you'd like to call us, the broadcast is over. You may dial 410-444-5152. Share your testimony with us. Share your blessings with us. Let us know what God has done through the word of God that we have shared with you. Hallelujah. Excuse me, there. It's a prayer request. Share that also in the name of Jesus. We thank you, and we'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. You thank God. Hallelujah.
those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've got too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Come on, all right. We're gonna put some hands together and act like a woman. She sings.
Put some hands together.